Good evening, everybody. I'm so glad you're here. So people might trickle in, as they do, and you have always, regardless of what the topic is, I invite you to arrive even after you've physically arrived here. So in order to get grounded, to have your feet on the ground, to have a somatic sense of yumminess, I invite you to close your eyes if you wish. You can, of course, keep them open. Sometimes it helps. And we'll start by noticing how your breath enters through your nose. And some people can detect whether it feels cool or warm, can feel the air. Hello, David. So glad you're here. Would you like some chocolate? And so I invite you to follow that breath from your nose all the way down into the bottom of your belly, knowing that when we breathe through our nose, we are far more efficient at being able to facilitate that oxygen blood exchange at the very bottom of our lungs, because we are releasing a bit of nitric oxide, which is vasodilating. So if you know us, it means that even in a humor talk, we're going to have plenty of geek stuff interspersed with everyday life. So as you feel your breath, I invite you to start taking a deep breath out. Fooled you. So when you take a deep breath out, I want you to push your belly in so that you're breathing it all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, and then relax your belly. And you'll simply notice how your body fills itself with in-breath without having to make any effort. This is effortless ease. So once again, out, 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 and stopping at that place of stillness for a moment, and then releasing with gratitude, observing how our body fills itself with breath easily. And one last time, out, 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 pressing the diaphragm in, stimulating the vagal response, which releases acetylcholine, which relaxes us in all kinds of ways, and then releasing your belly and receiving the breath rather than having to force it in. What a nice way to start and feel yourself. So I wanted to introduce the Grillo Center to you. And of course, we have this very clever thing. And here's Johnny Dorio, who usually introduces the Grillo Center. Johnny, would you like to do this so that I don't have to be Johnny? All right. So I get to be Johnny for a while. And a brief history of the Grillo Center is that it got started in 1998 by two professors at CU, both of whom were struggling with significant health issues, and they didn't feel that the MDs were helpful in giving as much information, particularly about alternative medicine. So they said, why not create a free health information service where anyone can ask questions? And you saw examples of the questions as they were being slid through. And so what is important to know about the Grillo Center right now is that this research continues. We serve hundreds of people, thousands of people, and we have a very, very sweet board of directors, and Johnny Dorio is our executive director. And I would like to have the whole board stand up, whoever is here. I believe Mitch Stahl is here, who's one of the founding members, and the wife of Gary Stahl. You don't have to stand, I'm sorry. And Van Hilty is here, who is the director of the board. Thank you, Van, for the wonderful work that you do. And so One Hand of the Grillo is still very much involved in research for people. And each of these questions takes 2 to 3 hours. And we have delicious, yummy volunteers that are very smart, very grounded, very intelligent, who provide a wonderful summary of findings from credible research sources. And we're not in the habit of providing advice to our clients. And that's very important, because we're really here. The universe has hired us to provide information to those people who are feeling confused. The other hand of the Grillo is this, that we have been doing these talks for years, but particularly it's been in this location for the last couple of years, and we've been wonderfully supported, so thank you all for coming. In order for us to continue our services, we need the support of the public. And I want to tell you why we need the support of the public. It's because although we have, you know, Dr. Alan Snyder and I are physicians on our board, and there are many physicians in the Boulder area who support us by sending us money and sending us patients, we have trouble getting the larger bodies of medical institutions, the Boulder County or the Colorado Medical Society, to support us. In spite of saying, wow, you guys are awesome, please continue the good work, and pats on the back, and we say, please show us some money, show us the money. And they can't, and I, rather than hold sadness about that, I understand, being a physician, that the thing that we're most scared of is liability risk. Therefore, the universe then offers us an opportunity to put it back to the community, because we serve the community, we're grassroots, and so it's the community that needs to support us. We have wonderful ways of supporting us. You can continue to come to our lectures, you can volunteer with us, you can give us more money so that we can continue to go. And we have a new program. It is called the Speakers Exchange, and we'll be having far more presentations, again, initiated by the community, people who want to share their expertise, and we in exchange provide a service, and that's a great way for us to get money from the community of people who want to present. And it's a great win for the presenters, because they get to tell people what it is they're doing. So I want you to know that this humor is in a three-part series this year. So the first part is on the body, humor in the body. What a wonderful thing to come back to the body on Earth Day. And happy Earth Day, everybody. The second of the series, we are aiming to be around June the 21st or the 22nd, so that it coincides with the summer solstice, and then the fall equinox, September, we will have our third one. And do I have anything more to say, Johnny? Thank you.